Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society. So if you're a fan of the podcast, you're going to absolutely love the book. Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World is now available wherever books are sold. Buy it for yourself, your children, your friends, and your neighbors. You can get all the juicy details at stephanieoday.com/slowlivingbook. Trust me, this is hands down the best $20 you'll ever spend. Hi there, Slow Down Society. Steph here, and welcome back to another edition of the Slow Living Podcast. We're on episode 198, and this is the second part of the first session of a real person and doing some real coaching with me. And her name is Kelsey. And so if you haven't listened to episode 197, you probably should because it would make more sense. But coaching sessions are an hour and we've broken them up into 30-minute sections because it's just easier for you as a listener to have things in 30-minute increments. So Kelsey, in the first episode, in the first part of her coaching session, had talked about feelings of inadequacy, feelings of unworthiness, people in her real life telling her at times that she's too much and who she is isn't good enough, or that she needed to shapeshift in order to feel worthy and feel as if she could be loved. And thankfully, in her real life, her husband, Ryan, does unconditionally love her. And that's pretty amazing and lovely. I'm going to jump right in and share, and you'll hear what I'm talking about of trying to reshift and reframe her mind by using subliminal messaging and binaural beats that you can look all over the internet. I find YouTube very helpful for binaural beats. You can look them up for anything, for addiction, for self-talk, for feelings of worthiness, to fix a money mindset, different things. There's a binaural beat for anything, but that's what we are about to launch into. So thank you again for being here. And thank you again to Kelsey. And here's the second part of our first coaching session.
And I'm going to be home with the kids, right? So I can definitely just focus on me and my growth.
Okay. When you're home with the kids, this sounds hokey, but I'm a huge fan of like subliminal messaging. It either works or it doesn't, but it can't hurt is sort of how I look at it. So, binaural beats, have you ever looked into that? So if you look on YouTube for binaural beats, and binaural is B-I-N-A-U-R-A-L, beats, and then there's like positive affirmations. And so you can throw it up on YouTube. And so if the kids, what I have found, if the TV is on for anything, even if it's like nature scenes and music, just having something on is helpful, and it kind of creates this vibe, but then they're not necessarily watching TV because the TV is being occupied by doing something else. So, but depending on your belief system and whether or not you think it's hokey or real, it's the idea of sort of reprogramming your thoughts and in a subconscious way. So like I am worthy, I am kind, like affirmations, but coming in that way. So I would want you to look into that, and then I'll send you what's the name of this? I think it's called Psycho Cybernetics. It's by, that's actually, I mentioned in the book, you had talked to me. Sorry, I realized that I'm going all, because I have so many brain brain like flashes right now. But you had talked about the automatic negative thoughts, the ants. So in that book, I believe his name is Maxwell Maltz, but in the introduction of the Slow Living book, I had talked about the Psycho-Cybernetics book. That is worth reading. I would recommend that for you, because it's this idea of snuffing out those automatic negative thoughts, and then shifting to something else. So if you're a podcast listener and you're like, well, I don't know what Kelsey and Steph are talking about, in the Slow Living book, I bring up the idea of these negative self-talks, and the acronym is ANTS, ANTS, and the idea of scouter ants when they come into your kitchen and they're looking for sugar or something. If you snuff them out right away, they can't go back and tell their friends that there's food here. So it's sort of snuffing out those thoughts. So if you're Kelsey, automatic negative thoughts are holding you back and are making you kind of shy within yourself, because at some point you were told or you believed that who you were on the whole was not good enough, and you needed to shape shift in order to please others. That's definitely something that we can work on together to unpack, to help create different patterns. If it's a point, though, that you're having flashbacks and it's not something you can work through with me, I definitely would want you to reach back out to a therapist, not the one that you don't like, but a therapist. Because what I don't want to do is do any sort of unlicensed therapy, because that's not correct or ethical.
I do feel very at peace with my past. I feel like what I've been through, I've accepted it. I can't change it, and you just have to keep moving forward.
So, rewriting your nighttime routine so it's not loads of vaping and eating. How do you think that would work? How would you rewrite it if you could, if you had a magic wand?
I guess probably some sort of physical activity would be nice at nighttime, right? Because I get it all done in the morning so that I know that at night I'm just gonna like chill out with Ryan. And if we got to do something that was physical, I know you're not a huge fan of video games,
No,
but we
I so
love.
that's just because that's just me. But Okay. So yeah, no, I can see. I mean, you had told me that the podcast mic wouldn't be an issue because you have gaming headsets. I'm like, okay, cool. Okay, so is that how you and Ryan unwind together? Is you game together?
That's
That's
we've
fun.
it is it we really get to connect, and it challenges our brains. That's my favorite part, is like we're problem solving together, and we do watch TV together and stuff like that too. But he it's always been something that I can see he lights up when we can do physical things together, like go out and back and play a little lacrosse with the kids' toys. Like it's something that he's always enjoyed, and I think that that would be great for us. I'd love if we could do stuff like that, but like by the end of the day, I'm just so like numbed and zoned out that I'm just a potato on the couch.
Okay. Are you physically tired? Like just absolutely physically tired? Are you sleeping well at night?
I do sleep well at night. I am physically tired by the end of the day, but I think some of that is cannabis induced.
Okay. And are you and Ryan smoking this together, and that's like part of your bonding time?
Yes and no. He definitely doesn't smoke as much as I do. And he always does it in the healthy vaping ways, while I do smoke in other ways, and he's definitely not an everyday user, so.
Is he concerned about your use?
He hasn't voiced it. I'm sure he started growing it so that I could get more natural and less like processed. So he's been supportive of me, but he always is just supportive of whatever I think is going to help myself. So if that's being physical, he's down for that. He's always just down for whatever I want. He's just supportive no matter what.
That's gotta feel pretty amazing.
I can't believe I found someone like this. I can't believe I have true love. I feel so lucky.
So how can we spread that feeling into other aspects of your life?
I wish I could love myself like I love him. I think that that would be a way to spread it all out, is to like think about the way that I love him and the way that he loves me and spread it out throughout all of it.
Why does he love you?
I don't know. I just, it's unconditional. There's no reason behind it. He just does.
Yeah. It's vulnerable, but if you're ever in kind of a fun, relaxed place, asking him, why do you love me? And just listening, might be helpful and healing for you.
I would like to hear those answers.
Yeah. So for a pattern interrupt, so you're not overindulging in both food and cannabis. Is the food just kind of because you get the munchies and it's exciting to have new flavors and textures in your mouth, or is it just like a bottomless pit? Like I don't, tell me what it is that happens.
So there's two different types of it. It's if Ryan's there or if Ryan's not there. So if
Okay.
Ryan's there, we talk about, we want something juicy. We want something
Okay.
crunchy. We want something flavorful. So we'll like make something, and usually when I'm with him, we're picking healthy options.
Okay.
He had quite the health scare last winter. He caught pneumonia and he had gallstones at the same time, and it's the sickest I've ever seen him. He lost so much weight and he was so unwell. So we've really changed the way that we eat. But that being said, I was not being honest with him about that. I was still going out and eating takeaway and being sneaky. And when he's not there, I am eating as much as I can, whatever I can get my hands on. I am just shoving my face.
Okay, so that's a lot of kind of self-loathing activity.
Yeah.
So then that goes back to the automatic negative thoughts. Okay. Have you ever written them out?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
No, I
because it'd be
don't like
scary
to.
to see it.
Yeah. I haven't. I don't like to. I used to like, so when I did therapy, we would talk about that, and we called them intrusive thoughts there.
Yeah.
And you literally like throw them up in the air and throw them away. You say,
Yeah.
"Oh, that thought is not serving me. It doesn't matter. Like, that's not real. That's not helping me right now." And I would literally like raise my hands in the air and toss it away. And doing that physically helped a lot. And I just remember that. I haven't done it in years. When those thoughts come up, depending on how I'm feeling, I'll just spiral down into them. I have been in some dark, deep places with those thoughts.
I'm sorry, Kelsey. That's not fun. I'm really
No.
sorry. I'm really sorry. Wow. Okay. For a pattern interrupt, I think you've got to come up with two scenarios. I think you need to write out an ideal plan and schedule for when you're alone and then when Ryan's home. And it needs to be overfilled and it needs to acknowledge that come 8:15, 8:30, 8:45, I'm going to start bargaining with myself. I'm going to start saying, oh, well, I already had this, so now it might as well do this. I want you to write out all of the different scenarios and then come up with something different. So I know in that when it comes mostly the women that I work with have a hard time with wine. And one of the best things is to just not have wine in the house, and you can't leave the house to go get it if the kids are asleep and that kind of stuff, and sitting on the other side of the couch and doing different things. If you're growing it and you have it around all the time, obviously it would be much easier to just not have it in the house. Is that a possibility at all?
I mean, it's in different stages. So there's stuff that I can't smoke at all. Like it's not cured or whatever. He does his processes and I'm in his room right now. This is his room, which has a lockable door. So he could put it in here and lock the door, and I couldn't be allowed in here. It scares me to think of not having it like tonight, though.
Okay. And that's because it helps you sleep.
I wouldn't know if it, I've been doing it every night for so long that I don't even know what it would be like to try and sleep without it.
Yeah. Okay, so fast forward. Do you want to be doing this in your 50s, 60s, 70s?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's serving me. I feel like I could be putting my time and effort towards things that are they're gonna help me instead of, make my lungs hurt. And I want to run. I want to do other good things. I want to focus on my family, and maybe that's where the disconnect comes from of not feeling connected, and is my brain's fogged, and
Yeah.
it does. It makes you foggy, and you're even the next day, like, yeah, I'm alert and I'm with the kids, but like my memory's not what it used to be.
If you skipped a night and you woke up in the next day, would you be proud of yourself for having skipped a night?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You said I want to run, and yet 20 minutes ago when I said, do you want to download the Couch to 5K app? You're like, no, I don't want to do that. No, Steph.
Well, since I see, and the scary part was I was going for walks at 9, and there was so many people out there, and I'm like, I don't
Nine
want to
at
be running
night or
along
9 in the morning?
9 in the morning when I get my
Okay.
kids on the bus, and I don't want to
Okay.
be running around, and those negative thoughts, like, is my belly flap gonna start like flapping around and people are gonna
Am
hear it?
I?
Like
Yeah.
that's
Yeah.
horrifying. But since
Yeah,
I
but
switched
also if you
everything.
play it out, like, who cares? When you are driving and you see someone running, what is your first thought when you see someone running?
Good for them.
Yes. That's everyone's first thought.
Yeah.
That's everyone's first thought. Yeah. Yeah.
Less people at 5:15 a.m. though. I could get away with wearing goodness knows what and just running.
Yeah. So a lot of getting from where you are to where you want to go is feeding future you and making future you proud by the choices you're making right now, right here. So if you know that you would wake up in the morning and maybe you have a rough night's sleep, maybe, but probably you've had rough night sleeps before.
They finally got better now that the kids are older, so it's not
Yeah.
something I can't handle.
No, you know you can handle. But if you come up with, okay, I'm awake at 2 a.m. and I don't like this feeling, but I also know this is just a feeling and I'm a grown up and I can go downstairs and or up or wherever, depending on how your house is
We live in
laid
a
out.
bungalow.
Oh,
It's all one
okay.
level.
Okay. Yeah. So I can go and I can watch TV right now and I could go make myself a cup of tea right now and I could go and look at the stars. I could do all these things because I'm a grown up and nobody's telling me I can't do these things. And I can do things that will serve future me instead of beating my body up by doing things that I know aren't good for future me. And it might be a lot of journaling and playing it out. So I don't know, in a video game, I would imagine if you open this door, then it unlocks this whole other world, and I'm just making shit up, so don't say bad words. But maybe is that right? Like you don't even know what portal you could get into if you started making different choices.
It honestly makes me excited when you said, like, if you wake up at 2 a.m. and you're an adult and you can decide, like, I feel like I have held myself back for so long, and like just hearing that, like, I'm the adult and I could do, and it like gets me excited inside. And like, yeah, I might be having like a negative headspace, but like I can do anything I want. There's really nothing holding me back except for myself, and I don't know why I keep on. I even have a hard time envisioning that future self of me. I can't
Okay.
seem to, I feel like I've held off on future me for so long because I've just been so like hyper focused on the children
Yeah.
that I stopped thinking about the future in general. And now when you talk about like planning your GPS, I'm like, where is it going?
Yeah. Have you made a vision board? Would you be into that?
I'm totally into that. And I'm thinking,
Okay.
where am I going to get these magazines?
I know. That's the issue. Magazines are so expensive now. But do you have ink in your computer?
We got a like it's a black and white one so that we can print out as much as we want.
Okay. So Googling whatever phrase or image you want and then printing it out. And if it's black and white, what you could do is find like coloring book versions of them and then color them in. So it's very like interactive and you can get as artsy fartsy as you want. But just daydreaming with that idea of if you had a magic wand or if you won the lottery, and everything was just so, what would it be like? And just kind of letting your brain wander is how you can begin to imagine future you. So then in the morning when you're getting up or getting dressed or brushing your teeth, depending on where you put your vision board, you can just kind of look at these things. As of right now, you said you'd like to travel, but you don't have anything on the horizon. And it would be difficult, depending on where you want to travel, to bring your weed paraphernalia with you. So, but that's another thing that you can start to daydream about.
Yeah. I like when you talk about the wand and stuff, I want to get excited and I like want to be. It's funny because I get excited about knowing that I can make those choices, but like then actually making them and saying, like, this is what I want with my life. It's just, it feels like there's such a block there about the future and like what I want. And
Okay, so is that back to the worthiness thing? Do you feel like you're not able? Okay.
I feel like it is.
Okay. So a second ago you said you got excited when I said that you're a grown-up and at 2 a.m. you can choose good things. So you are a grown-up and you can decide to do things other grown-ups do. Right? Okay. So what if we disconnected you from what other like grown-ups do and just start making a list? What do responsible members of society who are grown-ups do in their evenings?
I don't know. That's a tricky one. I try, like, I'm thinking about my parents and what they would do in the evening. I know my mom is a cannabis user, so that's what she's doing in the evening. My parents are probably, like, my dad and my stepmom are eating snacks on the couch and watching hockey games and.
Would you consider them people that you would look up to? And when you think of responsible, productive members of society, is that who you're drawn to? Or are you drawn to fictional people or people on TV? Like, this is all just hypothetical. So you can daydream. You don't need to actually come up with actual real adults in your own life.
I don't know. It's a weird block for that. Like I don't know. Like I know what people like I don't know because it's so personal of like what you would like to do at night, right? I know that just smoking every night and just vegging out on the couch is not serving me at all. And I know that someone that would be productive and getting things done wouldn't be making those choices. But like what are they doing? What are you doing? I look up to you. What are you doing at night?
Yeah, so definitely not smoking weed every night. Yeah. So it depends. But I mean, there's a lot of kitchen cleaning and meal prep for the next day. Walking Sheldon, folding laundry, doing a jigsaw puzzle, and then as far as binging, Adam and I do like to binge watch TV. We're currently in a rewatch of The Sopranos right now. That's us though. And we've been married 25 years and have sort of just fallen into that pattern. I think there's bits and pieces of quite a few different people that you have met and noticed in your own real life that you probably look up to. So, as far as fitness, like maybe there's someone in your neighborhood or at church or at the grocery store, you're like, oh, okay, I can see she's got really good shoulders. I wonder what she does. And then just daydream, like, okay, well, she probably does these sort of weights. I can start doing that too. And creating that sort of piecemeal thing. It doesn't need to be an all or nothing. I'm gonna follow this and or that person. So I'm really hesitant when it comes to sharing too much of what I do or don't do with people because I am completely and totally flawed. And all humans are completely and totally flawed. So the idea of slow living is to simply look only within, and you decide on purpose what success looks like and how to get it for you. So I think I'll give you I'll drop some homework in your Google Drive folder, but I think you really need to come up with your own list of what success looks like. And I think it's success right now, before your next birthday. So be Kelsey at 34, success, what does she look like? And then also in the future, some real concrete ideas and daydreaming, because I think you already know that if you draw out your line graph now and what you're doing now, you're not gonna like it in your 40s, 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
It is. It's true. I don't want to be overweight and out of breath.
Yeah. Are you able to suspend your disbelief and imagine yourself as someone who eats really well and takes care of her body?
Yeah, like we've definitely been doing better in the last little while, and when I'm present with Ryan, I'm doing my best, and I really have to, it's just those moments by myself, and I have to believe in myself, and there's such a block there, and I don't know why, and I want to just be like, get over it, let's move forward, let's carry on, but
Yeah.
it's weird. It's
So you've said before that you're a people pleaser and you're good at taking care of others, but not necessarily yourself. This is going to go completely and totally against yoga principles of the mind-body connection. But if you could disconnect who you are inside with your body, and just think of your body as sort of like, it's just so it's not a nice term, but the term is meat suit. Like, this is just the meat suit I'm in, and my soul is completely different, but I need to take care of this particular meat suit. So yoga is all about mind body connection. But if you're able, if that doesn't work for you, if you're able to sort of separate the two, you're doing then what's right for your body. Even if necessarily in your brain you're like, oh, this is a waste of time or this will never work, but you're just going to do the things that you know intellectually are correct for your body. What does that feel like? Does that feel more like, oh yeah, that makes more sense to me? Or does it make more sense like, actually, I'd really like to explore the mind-body connection and take up yoga and that kind of stuff? Like, what feels better or more doable?
I've tried a little bit of both. I read a book recently. Well, I started a book. I haven't finished it yet. Radical Acceptance.
Yes. Isn't
And
that a great book?
it's so far it's really nice. Yeah, and just like accepting where you are and having compassion for it. And I've been so kind to myself these last 2 months, and I don't know, maybe separating it and treating it like another child, like I've got to take care of this body, like I've got to take care of another child, I think it would be beneficial. But I'm gonna show it compassion, and I'm gonna accept it for what it is. I'm gonna try.
Okay. All right. We unpacked a lot. I'm definitely going to give you some homework and I'll put that in the drive. But this is just the beginning. And what's interesting is it's a beginning, but it sounds like you've been working a lot already, and everything you've survived and processed and chosen for yourself to get you to where you are. I really want you to be proud of yourself, because you've done an awful lot already.
I'm trying. I do the 30-day challenges and I've had success. Like I can see myself succeeding, and I keep on adding on, like you did for, I believe, Bonnie, and how I read back in the book how you kept on adding those goals on top of the goals that were already there. And I thought, what? That's so clever to stack them. Like now I'm doing 10,000 steps and I'm also drinking 3 water bottles, and to
Okay.
keep those going, like that's,
Okay.
I can do
So
that.
that's a really neat idea, to do those habit stackings. And by doing so, if you continue it, you'll probably end up shoving away those quote unquote bad habits that you're trying to break, because you're just kind of there won't be as much room if you're doing all those other things. Does that feel better than kind of going cold turkey? Because I only want you to do things that feel right to you. And yet I'm sure there's people who are listening are like, come on, why doesn't she just stop doing
Like smoking weed, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh well.
Yeah. I mean, if it was that easy, everybody would do it. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels a little bit like, why do you still have trauma? Just get over it, right? Like
Yeah.
it's kind of part of me now, and I can't imagine my life without it. I wish I guess I don't know if I wish I could just stop. It's definitely given me something to think about today, because I often just disregard the health of it, but looking at it and realizing, oh, this is a bad habit. This isn't serving me.
Yeah. I don't remember when I said it, but I know I've said it in my real life. And my husband sort of rolls his eyes at me. But I say things like, I'm taking such good care of myself now that I want to reserve the right in my 70s to eat, drink, and smoke all the things. And he just sort of rolls his eyes. How does that feel? Like it's a delaying. It's a
Yes.
delaying of the.
So that's actually the first time I messaged you, was the first time I delayed
Okay.
something, was I was trying not to eat takeaway anymore, and I allowed myself one takeaway a month with Ryan present, and he wanted to order a medium pizza, and I was like, I really want a large, and he's like, I think we should get a medium, and I had some really bad negative emotions and I sat through it, and that's why I reached out the first time, is 'cause I'm so happy that I sat through it and I just felt those emotions and I delayed it. And then we got the medium and it was fine. We survived and I didn't die, you know? And yeah, I'd like to be able to do those things in my 70s and 80s, and maybe I'll go back to smoking pot in my 80s. Who knows? I'll do what I want then, right? But I'd like to be there to be able to do it.
And to have the choice.
Yes.
Yeah. Between now and next week, if there was one thing, just one, that you really want next week's Kelsey to be proud of, what would it be?
Not binge eating at
Okay.
nighttime would be really good. That was my 30-day goal for July, was to not eat after Ryan went. He comes downstairs to play video games at a certain time when I go to bed. So I told myself I wouldn't, and it's taken a few more days than I've expected. I've had my slip ups, but I've been doing pretty good with it. So I'd really like to wake up proud of myself in the morning.
Is it possible to have a time stamp? Like at some point the kitchen is closed, end of story.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm totally open to that.
What time would that be?
I could shut it down by 7, probably. That's Theo's bedtime, so.
Okay, what's realistic?
For shutting it down, or.
Like, how late is it open now?
It's always open.
Okay, so
I do all.
7 p.m. seems a little squishy.
Well, Theo has soccer and stuff, and sometimes we eat dinner after that, and then it's like it's pushing. Like last night, I didn't eat dinner until like 9 o'clock at night, but that's not the regular. Usually, I've already had it prepped during the day, and then we reheat it and eat it before we go. But yeah, I think 7's really reasonable because the latest we eat dinner on the regular is 6. So,
What time do you go to bed?
I'm in there by 9 and asleep by 10.
Okay. Well, let's just meet in the middle and have it close at 8. Because I don't want to set you up for failure. But if there is a hard stop, that might be helpful or useful. And it might not be. Only you know.
I just need to hold myself accountable to it.
Okay. Do you want to email me?
At 8 o'clock?
You or whenever, or in the morning.
That I didn't, or that I succeeded?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not
I
going
could.
anywhere.
Yeah, I could. It's the first thing I think of when I wake up, if I succeeded or if I had a successful day. So, like, as soon as I open my eyes at 5 o'clock, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Did I have a successful day yesterday?
Okay. Okay. Let's do that. Let's do that. Send me a little recap each morning of how it went the night before. No judgment, just statement of facts. And I'll just write back, okay, got it. And I do not judge you. Okay. All right. Before we log off, is there any questions or anything that I can clear up?
I think I am gonna move forward with the vision board. That's gonna be a goal for me. I'd really like to make one, and maybe my library has some resources that I could use to. I love the local library. I'm crazy about that place. So, any excuse to go there is a good one.
Okay. I'm going to plop that into your homework to make a vision board to close the kitchen. And I want you to explore looking for binaural beats just with the idea that you could reprogram your subconscious thoughts. It either works or it doesn't. But the trying is something to pay attention to. And then I kind of also want you to do maybe some sort of flow chart or if I have this thought, I'm going to do this. Or if I have this thought, this is my normal pattern, but instead I'm going to choose this for different aspects to just sort of help work through those uncomfortable feelings. But I'll pop that all in the Google Drive. Okay. Okay. Thank you again for being here. And thank you, Kelsey, for sharing. This ends session one with Kelsey. We'll be back again next week with the first part of session two. But if anything stuck with you, let me know. Reach out to me what your thoughts are. We talked an awful lot about the numbing out and the feelings of inadequacy, and Kelsey is turning to cannabis for that and binge eating. It's different for every person. If this sounds correct to you, or it bubbles up some thoughts and some things that you need to pay attention to. Okay. That's just a data point. No judgment. It just is what it is. If you're interested in the past episodes on being sober curious, it was episode 58. And then we did an encore episode because it does get a lot of downloads. Episode 166. This is very common in women. And moms, especially, who want to reward themselves in some way and break up the monotony of their day and also to numb out uncomfortable feelings. And so they turn to substances. Kelsey is not alone. You are not alone. Okay, pretty people, consider yourself loved and hugged. As always, I think you're amazing and wonderful. And I'll talk to you again next week. If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.